I want to talk about POTS and IV fluids. I'm Dr. Dave Stone, pediatric cardiologist. Many people have been asking, can IV fluids be used in the setting or treatment of POTS? And the answer is it can be. We typically would reserve this for what are called recalcitrant cases, cases that are very difficult to treat, where patients are not obtaining the benefit that we would expect. But there's several drawbacks. One is it's time consuming. You have to go to a medical facility, which means time off work, time off school. It's not a quick process. An IV has to be placed, which can take some time. And then, of course, time to get the fluid in, IV removed, etc. Second, there can be problems with IV placement. Even with experienced phlebotomists, sometimes obtaining access can be problematic, especially when you're doing it multiple times. Number three, you could potentially lose that vein. So in the future, if an emergency occurred, that vein would not be able to be accessed. Number four, patients sometimes have had placement of what are called ports. And ports are, you could think of as a permanent type of IV, but there's risks of infection there. Now, patients do get benefit from this fluid, specifically the hypovolemic type, but it's just a Band-Aid. It is not a cure, but then again, we don't have a cure anyway. So if in very difficult cases where medications are not working, water, salt, etc. is not working, it could be considered. However, patients should definitely be informed of these potential drawbacks.